Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marks and Reese, we're back. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, marks-jewelers.com, Route 3 and 9 in Montgomeryville. Think about getting engaged? Just any type of jewelry need, that is the place to go. Marks-jewelers. Check them out. Who do you find more annoying, Joe Giglio or John Marks? Now, Ike, is this a poll I want to win? Because I'm not winning right now. Giglio is winning 65-35, but I feel like if I lobby for votes, I could win it. But do I want to win this poll?
I think you should just let Giglio run away with it, because I think that's the direction this poll's going.
Well, Giglio, he's not running away with it yet.
65-35 is a pretty big...
Yeah, but if I plea that I need votes for me, it could turn it around. So go to @MarksCWIP.
You don't really need to actually plea that you need votes for you. Just be yourself.
Okay.
Let's keep talking. Well,
Joe Giglio responds back, and he says, sounds like a poll of two people on the right side of Wentz and Gabe takes. Not all heroes wear capes. That's right, Joe. Why isn't Elliot Stewart Parks, our Eagles reporter, a part of this poll? I guess I didn't ask for it.
We make a three-man race. We should have.
Elliot, I have been now officially grouped in with you and Joe Giglio. Congratulations.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I voted for you about 5 minutes ago before you said you wanted to vote. So I like your chance of coming back.
And I haven't casted my vote yet either. So, yeah, he can get my vote
before
the day is over.
ESP, what are we to make of – you know what? I wish Kessler would have played last night. Even if he would have played, he would have sucked. I would have felt better about it, just being like, all right, you know you need to bring somebody else in because he sucks on top of whatever else. But now he's hurt. So yeah. What are they going to do? What do they do with the quarterback now?
Well, you have to bring somebody in. And it probably won't be a name where people will recognize it or get excited by it, but you have to bring someone in simply just for practice. I mean, at this point, you only have two healthy quarterbacks. I would think there's a chance Cody Kessler is cleared from his concussion in time to play for Thursday, but I would say the chances of him practicing for the first two practices of this week are slim. And remember, you have the Baltimore Ravens coming in, so you're probably going to do more team drills than you would in a normal practice. So they're going to have to bring somebody in. It might be a name like that's already been here. That's because they would know the offense a little bit, but I doubt it's going to be a Bradford type of player.
Yeah, they can even if Cody is cleared at some point next week, they could just dress him in an emergency situation and just play Clayton the whole game. Really, I mean, they could do that.
And I honestly, that might not be the worst thing in the world. I know on last week on the pregame show, I was harsh about Clayton Thorson, saying he was the worst quarterback I'd ever seen. Well, he proved me wrong last night. He played really well, in my opinion. Now, that's maybe grading on a bit of a curve based off how bad he was in the first game, but I thought he showed significant signs of improvement. And at this point, I don't really see any argument for having Cody Kessler on the roster over Clayton Thorson, because I think if either were to go in, God forbid, if Wentz were to go down, you're not in a good situation. But at least with Clayton, he has some upside. He has a stronger arm. He's willing to take shots down the field. We know what Cody Kessler is. Clayton Thorson is a player, I think, and I didn't think this last week, but it's worth developing.
Yeah, pump the brakes, dude. And now, hold on a second. Now, talk about overreactions. Last week.
It's not it, yeah.
Yeah, but hang on a second. Last week I heard, I don't know if you wrote this, but I saw a couple people did. Like, well, on the bright side, at least he'll clear waivers so they can put him on the practice squad. Now he's the answer at backup quarterback. Come on, man.
Yeah, well, it's like someone tweeted me that last night, and I said that was an entire week ago. Things change in the NFL, especially in training camp.
Now,
so holding me to what I said a week ago is ridiculous.
To your point, and I admit it, I overreacted. You're talking about a sixth-round rookie that's in his first NFL game. It looked like he was in his first NFL game. I totally overreacted
Butterflies.
Last week. Well, by the way, I don't think he looked all that great last night. He looked better.
Elliot, he looked good last night.
He looked better. The touchdown pass was a terrible throw. By the way.
Well, here's what I would say about the touchdown pass. It wasn't a great throw, but he also threw it off his back foot with pressure coming in his face. So I thought
that
showed his arm strength. But, look, the thing he's willing to do is he's willing to throw the ball beyond 5 or 6 yards. I mean, Cody Kessler threw the ball 4 times last night, and 3 of them were terrible. And in training camp, he's mostly just checking it down. And Cody Kessler's been in this league. I guess you can certainly say if Wentz goes down, you know, God forbid, in the first snap of week one, maybe you want somebody with some experience. I can see that argument, but there's no denying Clayton Thorson is a more talented player than Cody Kessler.
So do you think, Elliot, do you think that, like you said, this is just more or less kind of the guy that makes the most sense comes in here just for reps at this point, and they're not really – this is what they're going to be a quarterback as we enter the season?
Yeah, and look, we're talking about Cody Kessler, Clayton Thorson, but really this team's backup is Nate Sudfeld, and he should be back, you know, week three or four.
Right.
So this isn't a long-term solution they need to find.
All right.
Boobie Miles looked a little better last night. I'm watching him, Elliot, and I'm saying – he bounces the ball a lot. I like that he bounces the ball, but this isn't college football, and you can't outrun everybody on the edges. What'd you see from Boobie last night? I like to see him stick it up in there a little bit more, get north and south. But what'd you like from Miles Sanders last night?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a fair assessment of last night. But the one positive I saw from him last night was one thing the Eagles didn't have last year running back was a guy that when the first guy hit him, he was able to get 2, 3, 4 extra yards at the end of the run. You saw last night with Miles Sanders, he's able to get those extra yards that other running backs that they've had here before aren't able to get. So, you know, a 4-yard run turns into an 8-yard run. He had, I think, a 12-yard run that he extended for a few more yards. So I thought it was promising to see him do those extra little things that make him worth a second-round pick and not comparable to a guy like, you know, a Wendell Smallwood or that they've had on this roster for the last 2 years.
Yeah, Elliot, you can definitely see the talent that's there. So is it now stamped? Is it in stone? Carson Wentz is not playing. You have the Monday and Tuesday practice against the Ravens. You're not going to put him in there and then put him on the field Thursday. I don't think they put him on the field Thursday, but he's not playing this preseason, is he?
You know, just like things change with Clayton Thorson, my opinion is starting to change about whether or not he'll play on Thursday. They had him come out yesterday prior to practice. In the whole first-team offense did a complete in-game warm-up or pre-game warm-up like they normally would. Last night you saw the starters on defense play and almost none of the starters on offense. I'm wondering if next week you don't see Carson get out there for maybe a series or two. I think it's a mistake, but I think you want some of the – I think they want the starters to play at least a series or two. Mike Quick hinted at it last night on the broadcast, and Mike Quick certainly knows what he's talking about. So – my opinion of whether they're going to play last night next Thursday is starting to change.
Oh, that's good information.
That'll give fans something to be excited about. I'm okay with it. I'm okay either way. They play him, they don't play him, or as long as the other starters are out there with him, I'm perfectly fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey,
I mean,
listen,
if he
I don't
plays,
need him out
the
there with a whole.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't need him out there with a bunch of backups. So
no. You don't. Hey, Elliot, earlier you were, I guess it was middays was the training camp. You filled in. And just for the people that didn't hear it, you've changed your season prediction for the Eagles. Is that correct?
No, I've yet to make an official prediction. So.
All right. Well, where are you right now before the official prediction?
Yeah, so the point I've been trying to make, and this is something I think the longer I watch a team practice, the one concern I really have about this team is the injuries on defense. I mean, they're practicing without almost 70% of their starting lineup. And last night, they played the starters, quote-unquote, but a lot of those guys were supposed to be backups that started. So I'm concerned that in the first month or so of the season, you could see this defense come out really slow, putting a ton of pressure on the offense to come out. So I know Ike, I think, has them at 13-3, 12-4. That's a lot of the talk about this team. I think if the defense struggles early on, you could see more of a 9-7, 10-6 season out of this team, especially when the first 8 games, a 4-4 record would be quality in those first 8, and they can get hot late. But I don't know if 12, 13 wins is really what this team is able to accomplish.
Oh, yeah. He's late to the party. He's late to the party.
There we go.
That's all. He's late to the party. There's no way in the world.
I knew I couldn't like that.
There's nowhere in the world you believe this team will lose 7 games this year. With Carson Wentz playing 16 games. I don't care what their defense looks like. I don't care what their defense looks like. It doesn't look – it's not that bad to where they're going to lose 7 games.
Look, they were 5-6 with Carson as a starting quarterback last year.
Yeah, I know. We know about last year. But he's completely healthy. This is a completely different team than last year, not to mention the circumstances of last year that everybody conveniently forgets that the whole team was on a celebration tour for 8 months. They didn't decide to show up until November. I mean, the whole team. It was only one guy who was actually working last year. He wasn't even 100%, but I digress. There's no way you see this team losing 7 games this year. Elliot, there's no way.
I think the roster is better than 9-7, but again, the defense is not going to have those guys. And when you look at last season, and I agree with you, there were extenuating circumstances last year that led to the 9-7 record. But at the end of the day, the defense last year played really, really well, I thought, and kept this team in a lot of games when the offense struggled. Now, the offense should be better this year. Carson is healthy. They added DeSean Jackson. They have a better running backs, right? So the offense should be able to score more points. But last year we saw time and time again the offense struggle to put points on the board, especially with Carson at quarterback. I think that will be different this year, but I need to see it, especially when I know the defense could be giving up in the high 20s each week. I need to see this offense, and honestly, especially Carson, show he's capable of winning the shootout.
You keep saying with Carson at quarterback,
yeah.
The numbers have already bared itself out. They average basically the same amount of points with both guys starting.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just pick out the Rams game and the Houston Texans game and look as if that's the only time. They averaged basically the same amount of points, around 22, 21 points per game. Mm-hmm. That's what they averaged last year.
I didn't want to make this about Carson, but if you want to go there, Carson's never won a game where the defense has given up over 25.
We know that already.
Right.
Elliot.
Okay,
we know
so,
that. All
so
I said, no, no. All I said was, as you said, the offense struggled with Carson in there. No, the offense struggled, period. Last year, they struggled. Don't matter who was in there playing quarterback, they struggled
to be consistent. The offense, and look, you point to the Rams and Texans game, and I agree, there's only two games, but those were the best two games they had on offense.
How many points did they score in the playoffs? How many points did they score in the playoffs, both games?
Okay, against the Chicago Bears, who were one of the best defenses in recent history, I think they scored what ended up being 16 points.
The offense struggled in the playoffs last year.
I thought they averaged 14 points. That's what I thought.
Yeah, offense struggled in the playoffs, but they also played the Bears on the road, and they went into New Orleans. So I think that's a little different than the offense struggling at home like they did throughout the season. And really in those 11 games when Carson played. And now, look, you said it yourself. He was hurt. He'll be healthy this year. Mm-hmm. Doesn't change the fact the offense struggled last year with Carson. They just
sure.
did.
Right.
Sure. And I can give you two games against Cowboys, one against Tennessee.
Yep.
Redskins was a good defense last year. Those Cowboys-Tennessee games, I think those defenses finished in the top five in scoring. Scoring defense.
Right. Well, the Cowboys game is a little – The second one you're talking about, they got shut down for like three quarters of that game. Now, he came on late, and he deserves credit for that. But the offense was very ugly for the good majority of that game.
All right, Elliot, we'll see
you. 9-7.
We're practice on Monday. We'll see you there, all right? We had the Ravens and the Eagles.
I thought we would get through a call without a good Carson Wentz debate.
You know what, Elliot?
That's never going to happen.
The Wentzologists don't allow that to happen. They have to make sure they bring it up, even if you're not trying to bring it up.
And Jackie
I'm just
Polster,
trying to get my name added to the poll. That's it. That's all I'm trying.
Oh, you're not. No, I'm about to take care of that right now.
Oh,
don't
I'm
even
sure.
worry
I'm
about
sure.
it. Yes. Love you, brother. Love you.
All right, there he is.
Yeah.
ESP.
Jackie Polster.
Adding
to the poll.
All right.
Redo the poll.
Redo the poll and add him.
Yeah, just do a separate one. 888-729-9494.
Wait, I haven't even retweeted that poll. Wait till I retweet it.
Marks and Reese. And you get Sparty voting. You get all the Sparties that are like, oh, I'll vote for this.
No, nobody cares about that. Strictly Eagles fans.
Okay. All right. Coming up next, Ike.
Be happy that you're going to finish in third.
We'll dive back into that. No, I think I should want to win, right?
Keep it up.
We have the Phillies lineup. It's out. One of their regular starters not playing. Jack tried to say one of the stars is out of the lineup. I don't consider him a star anymore.
Oh, wow, a fall from grace.
888-729-94. I mean, you have to have a hit in August so it can be considered a star.
Oh, this hurts.
888-729-9494.
Didn't he get a hit last night?
He got a walk. Or he got a hit.
He got hit in the hand.
Right. He got hit. Yes. All right, we're coming back. Phillies lineup and then right back into it. Everybody's trying to make this about Charlie Manuel. Oh, Charlie Manuel. How about the freaking players are producing?
Skip!
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese live from Chickies.
All right, now, the wait is over. FanDuel Sportsbook is officially live in Pennsylvania. As summer brings the heat, so can you. On bets for your favorite teams. And now you can bet money lines, spreads, parlays, props, and more on every game from anywhere in PA. Don't sweat the summer heat. Be a betting pro online or through the app, all while staying in the cool AC. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is offering you a risk-free bet worth up to $500 when you sign up with promo code Ike. Now, that means if you lose your first bet, FanDuel will give you a refund and site credit. And if you're thinking about using your risk-free bet now, I take a look at tonight's Major League Baseball game, right? San Diego's in town to take on Philadelphia, a hot Philadelphia team. And Philadelphia is minus 115 tonight. Feeling good about that one, Johnny?
No.
Johnny says, no. I say take.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.